When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello there. Welcome back to another episode of the Manifest Podcast. My name is Sarah Prout. I am a mother of four. I have four beautiful children. And I might be biased, but they're beautiful children. To me, anyway. I am a spiritual writer. I'm a best-selling author. One of my books, in fact, has sold over 150,000 copies worldwide and has been translated into 10 different languages. And at present, I'm currently working on my next book, which I cannot wait to tell you more about. But today I want to talk about the theme and topic of affirmations, how we use the power of the spoken word to attract and magnetize into our reality what we really want. And something occurred to me lately that I don't actually think it's the subject matter that really, really matters at all when it comes to affirmations. It's the feeling component, how it lights you up from within. How it helps to change the landscape of frequency in your auric field. So I thought it's definitely worthwhile to dive into that subtle nuance in a whole new way. Because, and if you've listened to my other mini meditation podcast called Dear Universe Daily, you can go and check that out on dearuniverse.com. There should be a sign up and I'll send you a daily mini podcast, an invocation. Those invocations have taught me something very important, and that's the energy that I bring to them when I show up behind the microphone is what matters the most. And that's why nothing I do is scripted at all, because it creates an unnecessary filter or a wall of energy where I can't connect to the hearts and the minds of the people that need to hear the message the most. And that's why when you hear me fumble on my words or say or ah, which I don't do that often, I tend to laugh and giggle. I tend to mask it. And there we go. Case in point. Then there we go. Now it's just a tailspin. Now it's just a tailspin into trying to prove that I am more articulate than I probably actually am. But as Scott DeMolin, the incredible speaking coach that I've worked with over the years, once reminded me that if you don't show, they won't know. And that's really hard for me because quite often I love to point out my mistakes because it's an opportunity for shared laughter. So the way that affirmations work, you've probably heard about affirmations, I mean, unless you've been living under a rock for however long you've been alive. Affirmations have had such a moment in the personal development self-help space where people almost are at the point of spiritually bypassing what they're trying to attract because they're grinning, smiling, gritting their teeth and bearing it despite not truly feeling matched to the words that are coming out of their mouth. So the first thing that you want to identify with affirmations is that if you don't feel it, do not do it. And that pretty much counts for most things unless, you know, you actually have to do something. But I'm of the school of thought that if it's not energetically aligned, then it's not going to have a particularly good outcome, right? So this is really the foundational and fundamental elements of New Thought philosophy, where there is so much anecdotal evidence to suggest that people can change their lives through affirmations. But then it only gets to a certain point where you change your life through affirmations as long as you have that layered and texturized emotion and feeling behind it. And more often than not, it needs to be lightheartedness. It needs to be levity. It needs to be laughter that is brought into the equation. And so let's just look at things like science and spirituality, when there's that bridge between the two. So let's just say you wanted to heal your body because you are facing a difficult season with your health. And you could say something like, my body is now healed. If you're saying that over and over again, but yet in the background, your conscious objective mind is saying, yeah, that's not true. Nah, I'm sick. Oh, this sucks. Oh, I'm in pain. You're not going to get better. You'd be better off saying something absolutely ridiculous that makes you laugh, that would then heal your body. Something like, I am a fluffy chicken. Or so, I don't know. Like that was that was a snapshot into my subconscious mind, wasn't it? I just went to the first thing. Or something that's funny. I don't know. I'm a baby dinosaur. Whatever you see, I make myself laugh. Oh God. Dear Lord, thank you for listening to the podcast. But the point here is that the more you can bring that sense of amusement and levity to whatever you are saying, the more it will actually impact you. So you're framing a subconscious pattern and you're imprinting the field of infinite potential. This is how quantum physics works, where you match the identical vibrational frequency and then it creates the matter. It materializes the matter, but you have to be a match for it each and every time. So just think about this. There are how many different types of languages and dialects and accents and inflections and ways that people speak around the world. There's people that don't speak. There's people that speak sign language. You know, there are so many different people that have different limitations with their senses. And yet you can always do the best you can with what you have to elicit the same response that affirmations tend to have. But yet there's this focus, this sugarcoating element of, I'm so happy right now. I'm so happy right now. But I can guarantee you that if you are feeling the pits of depression and despair, that you can say, I'm so happy right now. And you will probably feel worse. It will probably make you feel even more like shit. It really will. And ask me how I know that, because I've tried to spiritually bypass with my affirmations and sweep things under the rug. For decades, I've done that. I have repurposed my pain, reshifted my focus to make excuses. Not only excuses for myself, but excuses for other people and their bad behavior, excuses for why people, you know, do what they do. But yet it all comes back to the relationship that we have to ourselves and how we allow the light to not only be received, but then how we allow the light to be transmitted out to others. It has this ripple effect. Light is more infectious than hepatitis. maybe that's a bad analogy. I'm so sorry if I offended anybody there. I have to backtrack now. Light is more infectious than a stomach bug in a kindergarten. And that, I mean, having had children that have been through kindergarten, I know what that's like. Like every 2 weeks, the kids had diarrhea. So we took Lulu out of kindergarten. But what I will say is that the affirmation piece here is about the energy that you bring to it. How can you activate the energy of lightheartedness within your soul? What happens? What then is magnetized within your field of infinite potential, the more that you are willing to share a laugh with somebody, to smile until your face hurts, to see the lighter side of life, see the humorous side, even in the dark times, even in the struggles, in the trials, in the tribulations, peeling back those layers of divine comedy. Because that's what God's here for. God is here to make us feel connected to our hearts, connected to our environment, connected to each other, and connected to the higher vision and purpose for our lives. And so with that, I will just jump to a couple of quick messages from today's podcast sponsors. Here's an interesting fact that you may want to consider, that Americans take about 20,000 breaths a day and spend an average of 90% of their time indoors. The indoor air that we breathe can be up to 100 times more polluted than outdoor air, according to the EPA. Indoor air pollutants can cause respiratory symptoms like sneezing, congestion, scratchy throat, and even more serious health problems like lung and heart disease. So what's the solution? Introducing Air Doctor, the air purifier that filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so that your lungs don't have to. This includes allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code MANIFEST and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers only, you will receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code MANIFEST. Water carries energy, and it's in direct relation to the quality of the water. This not only impacts your health, but it also helps you to stay hydrated. In fact, 60% of our bodies are made up of water. So if you're anything like me, you probably don't trust your tap water. I will not even drink tap water in a restaurant. I will not drink ice or eat ice, because having safe, clean water is the last thing that you want to worry about. But unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants in its tap water. And I want my kids to grow up healthy and strong. I want this for my loved ones. So that's why you've got to check out AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. It removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and is specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFASs in your water supply. These things, these plastics, these heavy metals, all of these things, you know, these are found in 45% of US tap water. And I'm so grateful that AquaTrue is certified to remove these contaminants. Just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. That's less than 3 cents per bottle. Plus, you'll save the environment from tons of plastic waste. It's even portable, making it perfect for people like me that are renting their home right now, or even if you're in college. In addition to drinking water, you can use it for your coffee, tea, and all of your cooking needs, from boiling pots, you know, for pasta or boiled eggs or veggies. And you can also do this with stocks and soups. And if you have pets, give them the good water, right? So I love really paying attention to giving my body, my environment, high quality water. And it makes tea and coffee, not that I drink coffee anymore, but I love a good cup of tea. It makes it so much better. So AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and it even makes a great gift. So today, my listeners will receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com, that's AquaTrue.com, and enter the code MANIFEST at the checkout. That's 20% off at AquaTrue Water Purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use the promo code MANIFEST, M-A-N-I-F-E-S-T. Okay, so let's dive back into this now. So with affirmations, I mean, it may sound oversimplified, but words hold power that definitely transcends mere communication. They shape our thoughts, our emotions, and ultimately our realities. And so there's definitely science and spirituality behind affirmations. And like I said, they're often overlooked. And I will speak about this until the cows come home, to use a cheesy phrase. But it's true that there are so many people that are sidestepping the actual effectiveness of affirmations just for the sake of getting it right or getting it perfect or even getting it done. So affirmations are not just spiritual whimsy, so to speak. They have a foundation, both psychological and grounded in metaphysical principles. Psychologically speaking, affirmations can reprogram your brain to believe certain things about yourself and the world around you and how you interact with the world. It helps to shape your belief system. And spiritually, so tracking it back to the teachings of New Thought, every word carries the energy that interacts with the universe. So my favorite teacher, Florence Scovel Shinn, who wrote The Game of Life and How to Play It in 1928, she taught that affirmations are a way to reset the subconscious mind, aligning with your deepest beliefs and highest desires. But it's not just the affirmation. You cannot absolutely, unequivocally, cannot declare something to be true if you do not feel congruent within your heart, within your gut, with that visceral sensation within your entire body. If something is mismatched, then it cannot manifest. And can you program yourself to think different thoughts or map out different energetic responses to things? Absolutely. But that's where the real danger resides, where you are likely to sidestep the juiciest spiritual qualities that are there presented to you, hiding in plain sight for you to embody. And so it comes back to crafting an effective affirmation. And I mean, I know I used the silly examples before, like I'm a fluffy chicken or I'm a baby dinosaur or something like that, but it's important to be positive. So always phrase your affirmations in a positive tone instead of saying, I am not sick, or I am healthy and full of energy. That's different. So I used this as an example in a class that I taught last week, which was the focus that I've seen on people saying, I am now debt free. I remember when I was in my first marriage and I was $30,000 worth of debt, and I was in $30,000 worth of debt. And I would write to the universe and say, Dear universe, I am now debt free. And I remember there came a point where I'm like, oh, don't focus on the debt, Sarah, because guess what? You'll get more of what you resist persists. So instead, switch it to something like, I am now financially free. I am now financially free. And if that feels like too much of a stretch, then peel back the emotion to a point that you feel comfortable, but not too comfortable. So something like, I am on the path to financial freedom. I am on the path to financial freedom. Those kind of things can be incredibly helpful. And then if you add some humor in there or a funny word that like triggers that laughter response, think of how you can utilize that. Bring to the forefront of your mind some of the funniest stories, some of the funniest experiences that you've ever heard or witnessed or experienced firsthand, and then stay present with that and craft the emotion from that space of levity. This is like advanced manifestation material that I'm sharing with you right now that I don't believe anybody is speaking about how important it is with the layers of the subconscious mind for you to really heighten your awareness on the energy set point that you keep yourself at. So people that get up in the morning and they go, I'm going to do my affirmations. They might feel really tired or sluggish or lacking energy, right? And yet they still persist with the affirmations. I can tell you from personal experience that does literally nothing. Jack shit. You might as well just like watch paint dry or grass grow. You are not taking any inspired action if you do not feel it, if you cannot get to that space. And I mean, arguably, some people say that you have to make yourself do things that you don't feel like sometimes, which I've had to do many, many times over the course of my life because I couldn't be a self-motivated entrepreneur or a writer if I didn't have that self-motivation mechanism. But that doesn't work when you're doing the spiritual work. You literally cannot sidestep these important elements. You have to feel that sense of laughter, that sense of light, feeling uplifted from within. And then it's from that space that you plant the seeds. So I'll give you an analogy, and keep in mind, I may miss the mark with my analogy. So stay with me here. If you were wanting to plant a vegetable garden, you wouldn't plant it in bad soil. You just wouldn't. You can't grow vegetables in cement. You have to use fertile soil that's rich in nutrients, where the ground responds with the right energetic environment for that tiny little baby seed to grow from nothing. And this is really where the miracle of life is exposed, when we see that from tiny little seeds, tiny little intentions, seeds of intentions, the greatest manifestations appear. So you have to look at your energy field as nutrient-dense soil. Does that make sense? I hope that analogy makes sense. It does to me. If it doesn't make sense to you, like, feel free to, like, I don't know, don't listen anymore, but I don't want to say that. It's really important that you become aware of your internal energetic environment, because that will help you to carry these intentions out to the universe. I mean, simply put, you cannot send a letter in the US postal system without a stamp on it, right? So the more you can get your heart, your mind, your vibrational frequency to that higher level, and then you can launch from that point, the higher you will be received, the faster the reflection of the material manifestation will come into your reality. So the lower your vibrational frequency, let's just say that you're stuck in fearful thoughts and you're trying to do affirmations even though you don't feel great. Guess what happens? Nothing happens. Nothing happens. You have to take yourself a little higher energetically to put the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions out into the energy field of the universe, for it then to be boomeranged back to you as your goals, your dreams, your wishes, and your desires. So yes, you need to be positive. You need to stay present. Sometimes you get to those feelings of levity by riding through some of those uncomfortable feelings, right? And then you need to be clear and concise. So yes, the specificity will be so much greater if you say something like, I am financially free from that heightened state of levity, of laughter, of love, versus I am a baby dinosaur or I am a fluffy chicken. If you're clear and concise, of course you're going to get more immediate results. But to get you there, the interim point between being low in your vibration and being high does require you to, like, climb the ladder with funny little phrases, abstract concepts, things that make you laugh, watching videos of people doing silly things. I mean, everybody has a different sense of humor. One person's humor may not be another person's humor. And that's okay. We're not all supposed to have the same sense of humor. But if you do have the same sense of humor, find those people, surround yourself with those people, because that is powerful, magnetic, vibrational energy that will take you so much higher than you could ever anticipate on your life's journey. So let's talk about these daily practices for success. And like I said, if you don't feel it, don't do it. But if you do feel it, start your day with a series of positive affirmations. Tell yourself that you love yourself. I mean, you can if you feel comfy. If not, if it feels like too much of a stretch, skip it. Do something that fills your cup. Could be making a cup of tea, which would be taking that too literally. But I was speaking more in a metaphorical sense there. Speak these affirmations out aloud with conviction, or sing them. You could sing them. Put it into like a little tune or a jingle, or make a funny joke out of it, or a rhyme or a poem. And then in the evening before bed, repeat your affirmations or write them down. Remember, I'm a co-founder of a company called DearUniverse.com, and there are two components to each and every day. In the morning is a connection ritual, and in the evening is a reflection ritual. And it's all about getting clear about what you're calling into your reality. So if you would like to get a copy of the Dear Universe journal, please go to DearUniverse.com. Okay, so to conclude today and wrap it up with a very pretty bow, the journey of using affirmations begins with a single deliberate word, usually, and it requires consistency, belief, lightheartedness, levity, and of course a positive spirit. And remember that the universe is always listening. You cannot switch it off, whether you believe in it or not. And so through deliberate use of affirmations, you can start to shape your reality that mirrors your highest aspirations. And so what I hope for you is that you'll try this on, that you will seek things that light you up from within, whether it's paying attention to specific hobbies, whether you like drawing or creating music or singing or cooking or shopping or whatever it is, spending time in nature. Do more of the things you love, and then from that vantage point, plant those seeds of intention and watch what manifests. Once again, my name is Sarah Prout. Thank you so much for being here with me today. And until next time, happy manifesting. Bye for now.